Calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
I'm calling regarding the charges that were done on our credit card. And I went to the bank yesterday, Nevada Bank, and I talked to the manager, and the manager said that, you know, to call you back to dispute these charges.
She said to call us back, so she to call us before you disputed them.
Come again?
The bank manager told you to call us?
Yes, to dispute these charges that you did on a credit card.
Okay. Let's see.
So
can
I'm
we start?
You.
Okay. I appreciate that. Can I please get your zip code?
It's 89141.
89141.
Is your name again?
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal. That's a nice name.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet.
Okay.
Your Crystal, first and last name?
Come again?
Oh, I would need your name, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Tess Ason, but the charges were done on my husband's credit card. Danielle Flores.
Thank you. Could you verify y'all's address, please?
9965 Navy Rose Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89141.
Thank you. I am pulling your account up now.
Okay.
Okay. It does look like this was for someone ordered a dash cam that you would put in the car. It's great if you were to be in an accident or just for security if you got pulled over.
Crystal, I will tell you, you know, my husband told me that they offered him because we were with Sprint before, and then Sprint and T-Mobile, because they were together, and then they split. So we stayed with T-Mobile, and my husband canceled the Sprint. And he said as soon as he got there, something just popped out in the computer that they're going to give him a gift, you know, the dash, whatever dash maximize. For it's supposed to be a gift, but they charge him $13.94. And then after that, that was done on 426. And then on 429, they charged him another one for 76.87. And he said he did not authorize that, you know. We are just living on our Social Security because we are both retired. And we cannot be afford, you cannot afford to be paying this, you know. So that's why I said, you know, I would just cancel it.
Okay, let's see exactly what is going on for us.
Yeah.
Could you verify the address?
It's 9965 Navy Rose. Navy as in military, and Rose like the flower. Las Vegas, 89141.
Thank you. I do see that, yes, ma'am. I just wanted to make sure I had that correct. Yes, ma'am, it was for that dash cam, and it was for the SD card to go with it. So it was $13.94 for the shipping and handling of the product, and then they charged you.
Yeah, they did, but they said it's a gift. So he thought it's a complete gift that we do not.
I get what you're saying. Yes, ma'am. And then they charged you $9.97 for the SD card, but it was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club. So they gave you a free gift. You paid the shipping and handling on it for that shopping membership, that $76.87 a month.
No. You know, my husband has a lumbar stenosis. He had a kidney transplant. He had an open heart surgery. And he cannot be, you know, we have a free health fitness. with our insurance, and he doesn't even go there because of his condition. So how come they just went and charged all these charges to our credit card? So okay, we were going to return, Crystal, we're going to return the $13.94, but then cancel all these charges, the health, fitness, and then the $76.87.
Hey, EFMC, I can't refund the $13.94 or the $9.97, but for
why
that
not?
Shopping,
why
because
not?
Why not?
He said going to use the fitness. For what?
Yes, ma'am. It was for the dash. It was a dash cam, ma'am. A dash
okay,
cam
so
that
you
would put in your car.
Okay, Crystal, if you're not going to refund the $13.94, that's okay. But then the $9.97 and $76.87, you know, you're just charging it without
no,
his
ma'am.
Consent.
No,
what?
Ma'am. The terms and conditions were online, ma'am. When the shipping and handling was paid, it got you that free $125 gift card to our shopping store, the Direct Savings Club, for a gadget each month. That is a monthly charge, so you definitely don't want that monthly. Is that right?
We are not going
okay.
to, you know, we just cancel those, whatever they are.
See,
the $30?
I can only do a 35% refund, only off the $76.87. It would be 35% of that.
We are going to be responsible for that, for the $76.87?
Yes, ma'am. It would be 35%. I would refund you $26.90. You would still be responsible for the $49.97. The $9.97 and the $13.94. You've already been charged.
Okay, so why are you charging us for that when, okay, the $13.94, it's okay. You know, we can handle that. But pay the $49.97 out of that $76, and then the $9.97, which we are not even going
okay,
to use.
Okay, see, I can't it has been shipped, the $9.97 for the SD card. So once it's shipped, I can't issue a refund. So the $13.94 and the $9.97 are both non-refundable. But off the $76.87, and that 35% I could refund back to you would be $26.90 that I'm able to refund.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. So then you're going to cancel everything?
Yes, ma'am. It's canceled already, and so there'll definitely be no more charges, ma'am. So you
I'm
are
going
canceled.
To cancel it, and then I'm going to call the credit card company, you know, and tell them what you're going to do. And we have to dispute this. I still have
all right,
to
you're
going to
still dispute it? Okay, we could do a 50% refund, ma'am, off the $76.87.
50% discount on the
$76.87. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We could do that, and then there wouldn't be a dispute. Is that correct?
And then how about the $9.97?
Okay, I can't do anything with that because it was shipped. That's an SD card that's coming with the camera. Once that's shipped, that's what we paid the Postal Service to ship it to you.
Okay. So now how much do you want us to pay out of all these charges and then cancel it?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going to refund $38.44. I'm not sure what the math would be exactly. You would have to add that up, but your refund, $38.44, will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There's going to be no more charges. Can I give you a confirmation number, please, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you. C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
2877-8673.
73?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll repeat. It's C.S. and Charlie, 2877-8673.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you're going to refund us how much?
$34.88.
$34.88.
Yes, and ma'am. You'll have that in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and that is, because the bank froze the account.
You'll still get the refund. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now, if you're going to refund the $38.88 and then you cancel everything, and
yes,
I'm not going to get any bill at all, right?
No, yes, ma'am. There's going to be no more charges from us. You are definitely canceled and you are refunded. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
Well, even though we're losing money, you know, that's taking out food from our table because we're just retired. But that's your company. I don't know. You're taking advantage. I think your company's taking advantage to a senior citizen. You know, you just put everything in our credit card without any notice from us. So, and Crystal, what is your last name?
Hello? F is in Frank. A is in Apple. U is in Umbrella. L is in Larry. K is in Kangaroo. Falk. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Falk. Yes, ma'am. It's Crystal Falk.
Okay. I will tell my husband about this. And
yes,
I will see what. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.